Good Monday morning. It is Pastor Tony. This is Monday Minutes Podcast Teaching. I always look forward to these awesome opportunities to have conversations with you. We have spent a lot of time in the last month or so talking about wokeism. I was just seeing articles even lately, and even other preachers preaching on the topic of wokeism. So I hope that you got something out of that. However, today we're turning the page and we're moving on to some new topics. And, well, I think these are relevant. I think these are timely, and I think this is hot off the press. So welcome in to our conversations. Thank you so much for your time, your attention, for those of you that faithfully follow these teachings. And this is what these are. These are not recordings of our services at the Refuge Church. This is me talking with you. This is teaching podcasts in which we're talking about different topics just to help us grow in the Lord, help us grow in our conversation with God and our knowledge of God. And I always want to remind you that you can tell people how to find the podcast by going to our church website, www.therefugenm.com, and click on Pastor's Podcast. If these podcasts are being a blessing to you, why don't you be a blessing to someone else by sharing the podcast and linking it up and letting someone know about it? So I really encourage you to do that. You can also do online giving on our church website and find out great information about our church. For those of you that listen to these that do not go to our church, how are you doing today? Our Monday morning scripture, Philippians 4:4, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice always, actually. And again, I say rejoice. So you know what? I don't care what kind of weekend that you've had. I just encourage you to rejoice today and celebrate today that you're alive, you know? Let's think about the positive things. Anyone can think about the negative things. Anyone can dwell on the horrible stuff. Get the horrible stuff out of your mind, Philippians 4:8. Focus on what the Bible says to focus on. And so, you know, hope you had a great day, a weekend, but I hope you have a great day. Just choose to have a good day. You're going through a hard time? Well, if you need prayer, let me know. I would love to pray for you. If you're going through a hard time, send me a private message and let me know what's going on. I will be glad to agree with you in prayer. But in the meantime, choose to have the right attitude about it. You know, oftentimes our attitude determines our altitude. How we view things determines how we get through things. My. There's a word for someone this morning. Already out of the gate, there's a word from God for someone. So have a good day. Amen. Have a good day. All right. Well, today we are starting a new topic of discussion, and we're going to talk about biblical and prophetic warnings. Biblical and prophetic warnings. I have no idea how many weeks we'll spend on this, but it is what is on my mind to talk about on this podcast, and so that's what we're going to do. Biblical and prophetic warnings. I don't think that it takes much of a biblical scholar to catch on to the fact that we are living in changing times. We are living in troubled days. We are living in an hour in which good is called bad, bad is called good. By the way, is it just me or has the world gone crazy? I mean, you see more and more headlines about men pretending to be women and they're in athletics and they sign up to be a woman in a woman's sport and they're winning championship. Are you kidding me? I mean, at what point are we going to have to go ahead and just say our society has lost its mind? That's the world we're living in today. And we've talked about end time stuff before. Well, matter of fact, if you're interested in end time stuff, go back to about March and scroll through the archives of our episodes, because you'll find about 7 different episodes I put together, about 3 hours of teaching on the end times. And so I'm not going to go back into all of that today, but we are living in changing times, troubled times. But the good news is the Bible has the end of the story. And I want to encourage you this morning, regardless of what you're seeing going on your news feed or on the news if you watch it, there is a good report. And the good report is God is still in control, that God is still God, and that God knows the end of the story. And as long as we stay close to God and follow God's will for our lives, we're going to be on the good side of things. Amen. So, But I want to talk about biblical and prophetic warnings. And the first thing I want to say today on this topic is a prophetic warning of a legit major sign of the time that I just really feel impressed to bring into us today, and that is the issue of the temple and the rebuilding of the temple and the issue of the red heifers that maybe you have read about, maybe you have saw it on social media, maybe you know about it, maybe you don't, maybe you're aware of it, maybe you're not, but it is biblical prophecy that in the time prior to the rapture of the church, going into the tribulation period. And again, if you don't understand what the tribulation period is, you need to go back and listen to those seven different episodes we did beginning around March, because I outlined these things in great detail. I don't have time to do that today, but I will tell you that the rapture of the church, the gathering of the saints, is the next prophetic event on the time clock, followed by the signing of a peace treaty and the beginning of the seven-year tribulation, or 3 years of tribulation and 3.5 years of tribulation and 3.5 years of great tribulation. So that's what's next on the agenda. Now, I have taught and I believe that Christians who are born again will not be on earth during the tribulation. If you want to know why I say that, go back and listen to other episodes. I do not believe that believers will be here for that period of time. Believers are taken out. Now, some people will get saved during that time, but that is not just a bad day. And I've presented that before. That is a horrific period of time in which judgment of God is being poured out. People oftentimes say that they think America is experiencing the judgment of God. I'm sorry, I argue, no, it's not. Because if we were seeing the judgment of God, things would be much worse, number one. Number two, Christians are not designed for the wrath and judgment. And number three, the judgment of God, according to the Bible, was poured out during the tribulation period. So that really isn't the case. But I want to talk a little bit about this, because there's been so much talk in the headlines lately about the red heifers being breeded, having no spot or blemish. And I think it was five of them or six of them that were transported from Texas here in America over to Israel last week. And you can see these headlines. Simply Google it if you want to fact check it. And if you want to get the dates and the more of the details of the information, simply Google it. And you can find articles everywhere on it. You say, well, what's the big deal about the red heifer? Well, the red heifer in the Old Testament, in the time in which the temple was up and running, and at the time in which the sacrifices, the animal sacrifices, were being made by the priests, they had to be cleansed. If a priest came in contact with a dead body, they had to be cleansed, and it was the ashes of a red heifer that were able to cleanse the priest so that the priest could go into the Holy of Holies and present sacrifice. So we do believe that it is prophesied in the Bible that the temple has to be rebuilt, that it will be rebuilt. And so there's this organization called the Temple Institute that is preparing for the rebuilding of the temple. And now, for the first time ever, they have located at least five red heifers, bred, spotless, and blemishless. And they have transferred those over to Israel as they prepare, as they make preparation for the rebuilding of the temple. Now, these heifers have to live for at least another year before they're qualified to be sacrificed and burned, and then they can store the ashes, I suppose. So, you know, this is not like an immediate, this is it, this is it, this is it. Don't allow those kind of hype preachers to stir you up. It might not be it. At any moment, any one of these heifers could become blemished, and they would not be usable according to Jewish law. So this could be a precursor, or it could be the thing. So really, only time can tell, really. And I've seen a lot of people talk about it, and some get all hyped up and super excited, and others say this and others say that. We have to bring balance. Someone shout balance. If you follow me at all, you know I focus much on the word balance. I'm going to write a book about it one day. My second book will be on this topic. God's already given me the title for it. My. I'm excited about it. But anyway, we have to have balance. And so we have to have balance with our prophetic understandings as well. Now, let me preface a few things here, all right? Someone shout, all right. I know I can't hear you, but I can pretend I can hear you, right? Someone just laugh at Pastor right now. I know I'm goofy, but it makes me feel better about myself. All right, I'm not a date preacher, so go ahead and get that out of your mind right now. Matthew 24:36 says, but of that day and hour knows no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So we do not have a date for the rapture. If any preacher tries to calculate some mysterious revelation from heaven, they have a date. Okay, they're a false teacher, okay? Run away. This is part of my warnings today. I want to warn you about false teaching and false doctrine and false leaders, but don't allow it. A matter of fact, Matthew 24:44 says, so also must you be ready that the Son of Man will come in an hour that you do not expect him. And many hype preachers say, well, he's talking to the world when he says that. Really? Because he's talking to his disciples when he says that. So, you know, we need to understand that Luke 10:13 says to occupy till he comes. So we need not try to figure out the time in which Jesus is coming. We need not try to get ourselves a date together on when the rapture is going to happen. We cannot do that. As a matter of fact, the Bible says it's in an hour that you think not. So the focus isn't on when. What is it? The focus is on what? Being ready. The focus is not on when, but being ready. Now, also, the Bible does say in the same chapter, Jesus in Matthew 24 says, verses 32 through 33, he says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So I teach that even though we don't know the time of the rapture of the church, we can know the season. So what we must focus on is the signs of the season that indicate that we are in that season. And that's what I talk so much about. And the Bible's very clear about these signs. We've talked about them before. And this issue of the red heifer is a prophetic warning that it is a legitimate sign of the season that we're heading in that direction. Even if these heifers don't live, even if these heifers become blemished, they have now proven to have the scientific know-how to breed these red heifers so they can simply rebreed them. The point is, we're heading in that season. We are in that time. These things weren't happening 50 years ago. These things weren't happening 125 years ago. Do you get my point? Someone track with me here. Do you get my point? I'm trying to unpack a point, and the point is a prophetic warning that this is legitimate as a sign because these things weren't happening 50, 60, 70, 80, 100, 200, 3,000 years ago. These things were not happening. So the fact that these things are happening is setting us up. And remember, another big verse to remember talking about prophetic warnings is Matthew 24:8. All of these signs are the beginning of sorrows, and they come like birth pains. And so birth pains increase in frequency and increase in intensity the closer that they come. All right, so let's talk about this. What about the rebuilding of the temple itself? Pastor Tony, is that a sign of the season? All this talk about red heifers and all this talk about all this, how is this legitimate? How is this a prophetic warning? How is this an update? Why is it legit? Because the Bible teaches us in Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 18. Write that down. I'm not going to read that scripture right now because it's a long passage. And if I start reading that on the podcast, what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen. You're going to tune me out. You're going to go into a daydream and you're going to disengage with me this morning. I don't want you to disengage from me this morning, but write that down. Those of you that are really are Bible study people, write that down. Jeremiah 33, 14 through 18 is a text that prophetically warns us that the Jewish temple will be rebuilt. It's going to happen. It prophetically is going to happen. So this is going to happen. And we see other scriptures that go along with it. Because Jesus, during the tribulation, Jesus during the millennial reign, but the Antichrist during the tribulation will step into the temple and cease the animal sacrifices. We see that in the Bible as well. So we need to know that this is going to be rebuilt. That's why it's a prophetic warning. That's why it's a prophetic thing. And so when you hear about these red heifers being bred and shipped to Israel and unloaded in Israel safely, is because it is setting up the table for this time period. It is setting up the table for what has to happen. Now, this is significant also because, you know, let's go back even to 1920. In 1920, Israel was not even a nation, right? And so that didn't happen until 1948. That was a huge prophetic warning and fulfillment when Israel became a nation. And even now, we're seeing a closer fulfillment of that because of the desire to rebuild the temple, which I do believe is prophetic. Now, this actually began, this whole movement. When did that begin? Am I making sense to anyone this morning? That whole movement to rebuild the temple began in 1987. The temple movement began preparations to rebuild the third temple in 1987. And ever since that time, there's been a slow progress. The Sanhedrin, if you don't know this, now if you know this, great, say amen. But if you don't know this, listen to me. The Sanhedrin has taken steps necessary to reinstate the future temple service. One project of the group has been actually planting the biblical temple forest, which will serve the agricultural needs of the third temple. The Sanhedrin, they've been doing this. They've been preparing for this for a while. The Sanhedrin has been heading a project to restore the sacred red heifer, and now we're seeing it fulfilled. They've been trying to do this since the beginning roots of 1987, and this is 2022, and we're seeing it be fulfilled. Now again, these particular red heifers might not make it, but at least it is a huge step in the right direction. Only time will tell. They might make it to be actually presented as a burnt offering for the ashes for the purpose of what they need them for. They might make it, but if they don't, and at least it is, only time will tell, but at least it is pushing towards the technology, the scientific ability to breed the heifers. And again, if you want a biblical reference to that, Numbers 19, the ashes of the red heifer is mixed with water, and it's a necessary element for purifying the Jews to enable them to serve in the temple. So again, if you didn't catch this yet, catch it this time around. The reason, according to Numbers 19, that the red heifer ashes are so important is because the priest cannot resume temple sacrifices without those ashes of what they believe to be purification. By the way, is anyone just with me and thankful that we don't need all that? All we need is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't get me started on the blood. All we need is forgiveness, grace, and mercy brought by the blood. But Jews don't believe that. And so this is what they are progressing towards. And biblically, prophetically, it just has to happen. The director of the Temple Institute has produced all the ritual vessels. Did you hear what I just said? They have produced all the ritual vessels necessary for the function of the temple and is working right now, and they are training the priests. Now listen, this has been going on for some time. So the success of the red heifer simply adds to the prophetic warning. And you say, why is it a prophetic warning? Well, it's a prophetic warning because we need to wake up and recognize that time is not going to continue like it is today forever. And if you have friends and family that are not right with God, my friends, it is time to get active about the work of the Lord. It is time to be salt and light. It is time to be an ambassador for Christ. It is time to spread the good news. It is time to go make disciples. It is time to warn people. You say, well, what does this do for me? This should stir us up and encourage us that now is the time to start warning people as never before. Now is the time to be a witness on social media. Now is the time to spread the good news. Now is not Someone say not. Now is not the time to sit in the house, watch TV, and do nothing for God. No, now is the time to get busy for God. And if you listen to these podcasts and you're not right with God, I want to tell you right now, heed the warning right now. Hear this preacher. Now is the time to ask Jesus into your life and make sure you're right with God. For the others who are right with God and you're a Christian, now is the time to get serious about your work for God. Now is the time to get serious about your witnessing for God. Now is the time to get serious to help us spread the good news, to get to church and sign up for a ministry and work for Jesus. My goodness, now is the time. Work while it's day, the Bible says. The night is coming. In other words, work while you can. Get busy while you can. Store up treasures in heaven right now while you can. Amen. So the prophetic warning, I want to just sound the alarm today that... I'm not a pie in the sky dispensational alarmist. You know, I'm not being an alarmist today. I'm not hyping you up today. I mean, again, the temple might not start being built for 50 more years, and the rapture might not happen for 50 more years. I'm not saying it's going to happen today. I'm not giving you a date. I'm not giving you a time. I'm not a date preacher. I'm not doing any of those unbiblical things, but I am going to be responsible to warn and to train and to teach that we need to be ready, not only spiritually ready, but be ready in the sense of working for God and the fact that the red heifers were bred, and the fact that they made it to Israel is all very significant. It's just all at least potentially significant. And I want to encourage you with that. Now, in the midst of all of that, I also want to get into some other warnings, that what I call biblical warnings. And we're going to talk about, in this series of conversation, we're going to talk about different prophetic warnings and different biblical warnings. I gave us, you know, one really relevant prophetic warning today, and it should just cause you to start your Monday with the good old-fashioned praise God and just being excited. But I also want to give, in the midst of this, a biblical warning, because with this type of stuff, and the closer we get prophetically to the rapture of the church, there's going to be an increase of false teaching. That's what the Bible says. There's going to be an increase in false teaching. There's going to be an increase in false doctrine. The Bible says, and I'll read some scripture about this, but the Bible says in the time of the end that there'll be false teachers and false preachers and false miracle workers so powerful that even the elect will give in to it. Well, how do we prevent that? We stand on sound doctrine. That's how we prevent that. How do we prevent ourselves from falling into misbelief? Standing on sound doctrine, knowing what the Bible says. And that goes back to my famous line that I've made famous anyway in my own mind. What does the Bible say? Read the Bible. We must know what the Bible says. We must know what the Bible has to say. We've got to stand firm on the Word of God. So all of this is very important. But the Bible says in Matthew 24:24, talking about the last days, here's a really big prophetic warning and a biblical warning. The Bible says in Matthew 24:24, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and even wonders to deceive, if possible, the elect. As I just said, there's your scripture for it. So this is going to continue to increase. And unfortunately, because social media is such a major platform in our lives. Now, I know some of you don't want to admit that, but the fact of the matter is, social media is a big part of our lives today. As a result of that, a lot of people who are teaching false doctrines are using social media as their platform. Boy, that's just the truth, if nothing else is. And so this is the time that we're living in, and we've got to be careful. And I want to give you that prophetic and biblical warning today to make sure you're standing on sound doctrine. Say it with me, sound doctrine, what the Bible actually says. Don't get caught into what I call wildfire and spooky, kooky beliefs. You need to stand upon the Word of God. Well, this person over here, they have deeper revelation, Pastor. They have, you don't understand, you're just teaching the Bible. You're boring. But I got guys over here and girls over here, they're teaching kooky, spooky stuff, and it's deep revelation. And it's, you know what, you know, I posted this on Facebook, and I'm going to bring it out today. That's called having itching ears. And the Bible gives a prophetic warning about that as well. And the Bible gives a biblical warning about that as well. 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. For the time will come. Now, this is last day stuff. You want a prophetic warning? Here we are. Last day stuff. For the time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine. So the time is coming, my friends. And I believe we're in it right now. Where people don't want preachers like me. They don't want preachers like me because I'm just preaching the Bible and that's boring. That's called having itching ears. And the Bible says in the last days that the time will come when people won't endure preachers like me. Because all I'm doing is preaching the Bible. But you see, I got special revelation. I got deep revelation. I got mysterious revelation. And that sounds, so much more exciting. Come on, someone help me out. And the Bible says that's called itching ears, my friend. I don't care what it looks like or smells like. I don't care how pretty she is or how handsome he is. I don't care how anointed it seems on Facebook or how anointed it seems in some pulpit somewhere. Don't fall for itching ears. Don't fall for false teaching. Stand upon the Bible. My. Somebody help me. Stand upon what the Bible says. The Bible will not steer you wrong, but people will. The Bible says, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, they will suit their own desires, and they would gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Verse 4 says, they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to myths. Well, itching ears, man, that's wokeism. Itching ears means liberal ideologies, and you know that's itching ears is when people teach that being gay is okay and killing babies is okay, and you know that's itching ears, preacher. That's not at all what itching ears is. No, it's not. That has a different term and a different meaning and a different place, and yes, that's real, but itching ears are Christians who do not want to hear sound doctrine, that are bored and yawn at biblical preaching, and they want some kind of mysterious, kooky-wooky revelation from the sky. And come over here to my meeting, and I'm going to give you a deep revelation. Come on now, we need to stand upon the Word of God. Now, I'm a pastor, and I'm a pastor at heart, so I'm going to want to, by nature, to protect my people from bad teaching. And I work very hard to make sure I'm not one given bad teaching. I work very hard to make sure I'm given biblical teaching. And I tell anyone, challenge me. Make sure, back me up, resource me, fact check me according to the Word of God. Make sure what I'm saying is what the Bible says. And if you're listening to another preacher, make sure that man or woman is giving you what the Bible says. And if you're reading posts on Facebook, don't just hit like on it and say that sounds good unless you're willing to look at what the Bible says. Back that post up. You know, fact checking is big today. Well, fact check that post by the Word of God, not by emotion, not by what you think, not by what sounds good. A lot of folks amen things that sound good that are not biblically good. Man, that's good stuff right there, Pastor. If I was listening to myself, I'd amen myself right there. Amen. I posted this from a professor that I had at Lee University in a Bible class once. And he's a very wise man, a very good teacher. And he made this post about itching ears. And he read this text that I read. And he says the descriptive itching ears is only found one place in the New Testament, referencing the person who is intrigued by something new. Not liberal, intrigued by something new, mysterious, hidden, even Gnostic. Gnostic means, Gnosticism is people in the first century that did not believe that Jesus was the Christ, God the Son, second person of Trinity, or in other words, Gnostics did not believe that Jesus was deity. They believed that Jesus was a son of God, lesser than the Father. And they basically got into lots of beliefs. We don't have time for a historic lesson on Gnosticism, but that's the root of it. And they got into some odd beliefs, which is interesting why the Catholic Church, the original church at the time, why the church turned on Gnosticism and the gifts of the Spirit. Because one of the things that Gnosticism did uphold in the midst of other false teachings was gifts of the Spirit. And so if you study that, you'll find that Catholics threw the baby out with the bathwater, and they threw at that time gifts of the Spirit out with Gnosticism. But Gnostics are people that modern-day Gnostics, I would propose, are people that want teaching that are not based upon the Bible but sound powerful. And I don't mean to sound, I don't mean to come across this morning like I'm being rough on some folks. I'm certainly not naming names, but we got to make sure that just because something sounds good and ooh-ah-ah is not actually ooh-ah-ah. You know, we can ooh and ah over things that are dribble. We need to make sure it's Bible. And so this idea of itching ears are persons who possess a gullible, immature understanding of the Bible, and they are prime targets by preachers that propose things that aren't true. You know, being led by feelings, being led by emotions, being led by false Pentecostalism is what I would call it. Wanting signs and wonders to tickle their ears and see fireworks in the altar, but don't stand upon the Bible. I love power as well. I love miracles as well. I love gifts of the Spirit as well, but I want it all wrapped around the biblical truth, standing upon the Word of God. And that's more than just saying Jesus is Lord. There's a lot of things that manipulation isn't true. I mean, just all kinds of things that are just so promoted today. I see it almost daily, and it, frankly, it's disgusting. It becomes a reckless pursuit of trendy topics, and unfortunately, oftentimes TV preachers give into it as well. And they claim to have a deeper understanding. They often claim to be spiritually superior. Come over to my church. We have deeper truth than your church does. Come over to my church. We believe better than your church does. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you hear from false teachers, and I want to wrap this up today, but I want to start out this series of discussions with biblical warnings and prophetic warnings. Stand upon the Word of God and do not be swayed into false teaching. All right? All right. Hope you have a great day. And remember, you can tell someone, go to www.therefugenm.com, click on Pastor's Podcast, share this with someone. Have an awesome day.